VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, where the host's mind is in excellent used condition and his shortcomings significantly not as described. Here's Griff.
This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. You know, we're in the holiday home stretch right now. It's only, is it 2 weeks?
It's very sad. It's next week.
No. The holiday is not next week, is it?
Well,
is it next week?
Yes, it is. It is next week, yes.
Oh, brother, this is not good news.
Yes.
We're in the holiday home stretch, and it may be hard to see beyond December 25th, but John Lawson, who's the CEO of Colder Ice Media, he can see it, and he's here now to tell us five things we should be focusing on the day after Christmas to start the new year off with a bang. John, what's the first thing?
The first thing is you want to take time to look at what you did right and what you did wrong.
Okay, if you were a good boy or a bad boy.
Yeah, but you want to do analysis, because analysis is essentially converting the raw data that you got from all of your efforts this year and turning that into something that's useful information. So, for example, if you've got sales data, you know what day or week of the year you started seeing your sales surge. When did they surge? What days of that holiday season did they spike, or what days did they fall off and lull out? So you can use that data to plan holiday marketing and promotions for next year in 2016.
What's the second thing we should focus on the day after Christmas?
Liquidating dead inventory.
Yes.
Right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do.
Right now, I'm sitting on a bunch of hats, gloves, and scarves because global warming sucks. It's costing me money. I sell winter items. So right after Christmas, you want to get aggressive about liquidating your inventory. And that week between Christmas and New Year's is a great time to do that, because you reduce your tax burden by turning it into cash. And you also catch up with the people that are taking products back, and then they end up buying what they really wanted. So there's an influx opportunity of cash and buying right after Christmas, too.
Hmm.
We like that.
We love that.
Like that one.
I'm still mulling over the dead inventory, because it literally starts to stink up your place of business.
It does.
Especially if you're selling fish. But go ahead.
You might as well turn it into money. Take the stuff that is not selling and turn it into cash, even if you take a loss, and go buy something that sells. It's a no-brainer.
What is it about us that we like to hang on to these listings?
It's our emotions.
Yeah, I think it's
totally emotional.
I also think it's hard to say, these things aren't going to make me a profit. I failed. You know, well, that's emotional, I guess.
Or how,
it
could,
is, it's emotional.
How could they not like that? I love that.
Yeah, they're deficient.
Cool.
Okay,
ready?
So what's the third thing?
Number three is get prepared for the returns. You know they're coming. You know you're going to go to that P.O. box, and it's going to be stuffed full of stuff, and it's going to have pink slips for more stuff to pick up behind the counter. You already know it's coming. So get prepared to handle all of that in a timely manner. Do not spend all of your time worrying about it. Just go ahead and get ready for it. And the main thing is, don't spend all your winnings, because some of that money needs to go back to those people that are returning stuff.
Good point.
Yeah. You know, we do that sometimes. I've been there. It's like, oh, man. I got to do that. I forgot all about the fact that they're going to return a percentage of these items.
How about the fourth thing?
Follow up with customers and get some feedback. You got to do it, people. You know, there's this old saying, you have not because you ask not. And this is volume season. We know the rate of buyers that, you know, give feedback has always been dismal. I mean, it's just, you know, for every 10 packages, maybe 3 people will leave feedback. But if you ask, maybe half of them will. Well, that's great, because right now you got a lot of volume, so you can maximize these numbers. It's all a numbers game a lot of times. So the more people that are buying, the more people that are able to give you feedback. And if you get aggressive about making sure if they're happy and asking them for a feedback rating, they will do it, and it's a good time to get a lot of positive reviews.
Well, you believe in that. Some people don't believe in asking for it.
That's because they're emotional.
Oh.
Well, I'm not going to deny either one of those points, but I'm not so sure how connected they are.
Let me just put it like this. I personally hate junk mail, right? I hate junk mail. We all hate junk mail. Why don't people stop giving us junk mail? Because it works. I get it. So asking, it makes you feel funny. Oh, I have to ask. But it works. That's why people do it. That's why there are products that will do it for you. So get one of those products, set it, and forget it. Don't be emotional about it. It's a business decision.
See, Griff thinks you should never ask for feedback.
Well, you don't have to ask. You can ask without asking. You know, but it's really about following up and making sure the customer's happy.
Yeah, I think following up and saying, are you happy, is different than saying, give me feedback.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I don't think it should be just, hey, give me 5-star feedback. That, I hate that. Yeah. But saying, hey, I hope you had a good experience with this. Oh, by the way, if you want to leave a feedback, here's the link. Boom. And that helps, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely. I don't think it should be about all, you know, overly soliciting the feedback. It shouldn't look that way.
Griff, I think I agree with him.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, babe.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I have to think about it more. I do.
It's a little bit. Maybe we'll talk about it this summer.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Cool.
Yes, we will
summer.
We're going to be getting touch with you. So what's the fifth thing?
The fifth thing is take down those Christmas decorations.
Please.
Holiday decorations up. This is not your house. It is not cute to have it up on the first of the year. Okay. Take that stuff down. Nothing screams, you know, amateur than to go to somebody's website on December 26th, 27th, and they still got the holiday stuff up.
Really?
Yes.
Because to me, the holiday goes through till the 2nd.
New Year's does. So change it over from Christmas to the New Year's if you must.
And the New Year's you can leave up for a couple of weeks.
You can leave weeks? Okay, I'll let you.
We're going to have you back on to talk about the lazy eBay seller. Okay.
I love you guys.
We love you.
Any bonus tips for us, John? And of course, if you just tuned in, we're speaking with John Lawson.
I'm doing a class on this, man. I'm coming this week, and it's free. And if you go to ecomclasses.com, you'll find it. And I got a whole bunch more for you.
John, we've got a couple of minutes left in this segment, so I want to ask you something. Are you noticing any trends with eBay sellers lately? Are there any trends that are new? You know, anything new that's happening?
I must say that I really am feeling the community again.
Oh.
You know, I mean, I feel a lot of people are out there. They're helping one another. They're talking to each other, and they're excited. And that's been so refreshing, so refreshing. So
you heard that, huh, Griff?
Yes.
I definitely
community's
that.
Coming back, baby.
It is.
We didn't know
it
left.
Truly,
we didn't know it went away. But
I don't
apparently,
think, you know what? It really didn't. But, I mean, there's a lot of good, you know, communities out there, and there's a lot of good tools for the community.
I think I understand what he's saying, Griff. Just lately I have noticed a resurgence of, you know, it could have been the We Are 20 event.
Right.
That did that. That had a lot to do with that.
People are still abuzz from that event. Can I just say that? A buzz.
I liked it. So, John, things are changing with your organization a little bit, right? I mean, did you get a speaker person, a speaker bureau thing, or what's going on with you?
Oh, yeah. Well, you
and
know.
Do I now have to have my people call your people, or
you
what? What's the deal?
So, yes, I did get picked up by a speakers bureau, which is kind of cool. I've always wanted that, but somebody really said something to me a long time ago. It's like, you'll get picked up by a bureau when you don't need a bureau. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, when you're already doing dates, that's when they want to put you on. So So it's like, okay, I got it. So that's pretty cool. I'm enjoying that. I love talking to people. I'm going to do more coaching this year, which I've never done a whole lot of one-to-one. So coming up in 2016, that's something that's coming through. And so it's just exciting, man. I'm really looking forward to the new year.
If you had to tell brand new eBay sellers one thing, one tip, what would it be?
One tip. I think the biggest tip is probably what we were talking about earlier, the difference between being emotional and having your business. I used to talk about my business is my baby, and you know, and it's got an ugly baby. That you got to be able to handle that. You've got to, once you put something out there, you have to let it go. Because once you put it out, then you are allowing everybody to have an opinion. And if you take everybody's opinion personally, you will get confused.
And you
it's
know,
all
we
about
keep
business.
You have that a lot in your message, and we do too here on eBay Radio. The fact that you have to treat your eBay sales like a business and to not be emotional about it. To, you know, that's since the beginning of time. Store owners have had to do that, and it's not always easy, especially when you're becoming a new entrepreneur. But what John says is absolutely true. Think of it as a business. Do not get emotional. If you have a difficult client, if somebody doesn't like what you're selling, if they return something, you cannot take it personally.
Yeah, and so many people do. It drives me crazy.
I know, still.
I was just on a discussion thread somewhere on Facebook where I was asking people, define what a problem buyer is. And what they basically, a problem buyer in so many sellers' eyes is anyone who causes me a problem. Well, then perhaps you shouldn't be in business. John, thank you.
We love you, John. Thank
Always
you for
a
being
pleasure.
Here.
Merry Christmas, John.
Vegas, this segment, baby.
This segment was sponsored by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Up next, a profitable new year. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
If you're looking for a cheaper, easier, more reliable shipping option for your latest sold item, say hello to Roadie. Roadie connects people who have stuff to send with a driver who's already heading that way. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone, then create a post describing what you need to send, where you need to send it, and when, including pickup and delivery locations. A verified Roadie driver will respond so you can work out the details. You pay through your Roadie account, then Roadie pays the driver. And since Roadie sets the price, there's no bartering or haggling. You can keep an eye on your shipment with real-time tracking and contact your driver at any point along the way. Plus, with every package insured for up to $500 and 24/7 customer support from Roadie's pit crew, you can trust your package will get where it needs to go. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. For more information, visit Roadie.com.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
An eBay Radio holiday factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. The poinsettia was brought into the United States from Mexico by Joel Poinsett in the early 1800s. Contrary to common belief, poinsettia plants are non-toxic. However, holly berries are poisonous. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.